Johnny Manziel making his way into the indoor practice facility at Texas A&M this morning before his pro day in front of NFL scouts and executives. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW. JP Shadrick with you inside the practice facility at A&M, where Johnny Manziel just threw about 65 passes today. We counted only a couple on the ground, maybe three total incompletions on the day. Great day for Johnny Manziel, working in a number of different situations with five or six receivers that he has known, including Mike Evans, another prospect coming up in this draft, a few other seniors from A&M working out with Manziel today. First real chance for executives, coaches, and scouts to get a close-up look at Manziel, and certainly the media as well. A huge day here at A&M. After the workout, we caught up with Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley.
It was nice. You know, it was a little bit different atmosphere, I think, when we came in here and what we saw. But, you know, the bottom line is we need to see all the throws, the movement passes and things. And, again, it's another piece of it. And you still have to go back and watch the tape. But, you know, what can you do? It's a pro day. You try to simulate it as much as possible. And that's what they do.
Just like all the other major pro days, all the national media here as well, NFL Network, ESPN, NBC Sports Network, Fox Sports as well. We caught up with a couple of quarterbacks on the set today, Donovan McNabb and Sean King, after Manziel's workout.
I thought it was a good workout. You know, it was different than the other quarterback workouts we've gone to. He decided to throw a helmet and shoulder pads. He came out to Drake. That was pretty interesting. But I think that's all a part of Johnny. So if you draft him, then, you know, you're not just getting the quarterback, but you're getting the personality as well. But, you know, as far as strictly with him throwing the ball, I thought he threw the ball well. His elbow was a little low on some throws. You know, I'm not sure all those throws would make it through the line of scrimmage. But, you know, he was accurate today, threw the deep ball really well. So, you know, overall, a good workout.
It was entertaining, I will say that. You know, the guy has a grasp with players, and for a quarterback, it's important, being a leader of the team, that the guys follow behind you. You know, all those guys that worked out with him today, they were here for Johnny. What Johnny brings to the game is he brings something different in which when you watch the game, you anticipate what he's going to do next. And for any NFL team, that's what fans want, that's what the team wants, and for a player, that's what you want to deliver to him.
Joined by Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier, of course, quite a buzz going into today, the walkout music, all the stuff going on, and, well, he lived up to form, didn't he?
Yeah, if you wanted an event, you know, people like off-season events, if you wanted an event from pro day season, we knew this was going to be it, and he didn't disappoint. He came out with the shoulder pads, he came out with the helmet, he came out with the music, and then he finished it big with the throw. One thing interesting, he sort of gathered the coaches up and thanked them for being there. You might say, well, that's just a show, but a lot of the coaches said, you know, most guys appreciate it, but it was a sincere gesture, and it showed he appreciates him getting all the way out of Texas A&M to see him.
Let's get to the aftermath today. You're going around talking to some of the big names mm-hmm. that were here, Mayock and some of the other analysts, Polian and such. We caught up with a couple of quarterbacks, McNabb and King as well. Mm-hmm. Kind of a mixed feeling amongst them today, right?
Well, there's no doubt they liked what they saw, and Mayock and Polian both talked about he has really good arm strength, maybe better arm strength than people think. But there are real concerns about this guy, which is why there's sort of the debate that goes on. Polian mentioned specifically size. And by size, he's not necessarily talking about his height in the pocket. He's talking about the fact that this kid runs a lot. He's small, and he's going to get hurt if you run. Running quarterbacks get hurt. So that was Bill's big sort of theme. And then when you were talking to Mayock, his concern is the same thing you hear about him all the time, meaning him being Johnny. He gets out of the pocket quickly. Doesn't have to, but he does. And Mayock sort of spun it where he's so good at that. He's done it, and that's what has caused him to be this special Heisman Trophy player. Well, that's great, except it's tough to do that at the next level because every guy you play in the NFL would have been the fastest guy on the field in college. So he's going to get hit, and you're not going to be able to be as effective doing that. So they liked what they saw. He's got a magic. He performed as much as you can perform the magic at a pro day. He did that. But there's also that other thing that they know there's a reality of playing in the NFL that he's going to have to adapt to.
All that aside, the Jaguars brass was here mm-hmm. as well. Dave Caldwell, Gus Bradley, Tony Khan were here. Gus Bradley told us that they will meet with Manziel, told us at the owners' meetings, right. They'll meet with Manziel tonight here in College Station. We caught up with Gus after. What did you take from his comments?
Well, for Gus, you know what he likes. He likes a competitive guy who can make plays, and that's what Johnny Football is. I mean, there's no question that's what he is. So you would expect a coach, especially Gus, who likes a competitor. Johnny was willing to go out and compete today and did well, so he likes that. At the same time, I think the Jaguars and any team in the top five that gets a chance at him is going to have that same thing that we just talked about with Mayock and Polian. Mm-hmm. Does it really translate, and can this be the thing that you're going to invest? You're hoping this guy's around 10 or 12 years with a quarterback. Tough to imagine him playing that way and being as effective in year 12 as he is in year, you know, 3. And that's always a factor when you're – fans like to look at right now. But these guys are looking at a franchise over long term.
Got to build for the future.
That's right.
No doubt about that. John, we'll look forward to your writing of this coverage of this Pro Day coming up on Jaguars.com. Well done.
Thanks, JP.
For John Osier, JP Shadrick, that will do it for our coverage from College Station, Texas. Johnny Manziel's Pro Days in the books. And this is Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW.